Welcome to day 24 of our sit spot journey, and today I invite you to create a track trap for some birds. So if you have some bird seed that you can take with you, that you could leave on the edge of a fairly muddy area. So if there's a muddy puddle that has started drying out, and there's that really squishy mud that's no longer covered in water, but is still very soft and silty, that sometimes we term tracker's Nutella. It's like the yummiest substrate because it catches the most detail. And I got that term from Dan Puplet, a good friend and naturalist colleague of mine. So leave some bird seed on the edge of a nice muddy substrate patch in the hope that you'll catch some tracks of some birds over the next day or two. And again, you can, if you want to, choose to take on the form of another mammal to approach your sit spot. If you got a lot out of doing that yesterday, you might want to repeat that either with the same or a different animal species. And you could also go back to your track trap for the animals. Maybe there was fruit and peanut butter there or something akin to that, with the sand or molehill earth, and check if there's any changes or fresh tracks in that area, any more food gone, if it hadn't already all gone the first day. And if you have a wooded environment at all, or a lot of trees around you at your sit spot, then it could be really nice just to start to notice what trees are showing signs of spring. So around me, I've already got the hazel catkins hanging down, which once they're there sharing the pollen, it also means that the tiny little red delicate hazel flowers are out. And if you haven't already discovered them in your life, they are so worth finding. They're like a tiny sea anemone on a twiglet of a hazel tree. I recommend looking at them with an eyeglass if you can, or a jeweler's loop. And you could also look under the leaves to see if you've got the sprouts of bluebells coming up or wild garlic poking through in those kinds of environments too. Okay, have a good sit spot today, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.